me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We got to have Bill O'Reilly on more often. It seems like we only have him on when he has a book out. Maybe we ought to pursue that and maybe go. No, I love it. The one thing I love about Bill O'Reilly is that when he was on Fox News and he was number one for like 16 consecutive years, you never knew how he would react to a news story. With Hannity, it's a knee jerk. It's going to be conservative. It's going to be this. It's going to be anti-Biden, blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. But one thing I always loved about Bill O'Reilly is that you never quite knew where he was going to come down on a given issue, any issue. By the way, Elon Musk, who is becoming more and more of a presence here in our community and in our state, he is back in the news today. And gentleman Jim's got the story. What the hell's going on?
Well, you're not going to believe this. In the old days, they would say, stop the presses, stop everything, because we have earth-shattering news, and you're going to have to rewrite the headline. But technology billionaire Elon Musk said yesterday that he will be voting Republican in 2022 and possibly for the first time ever, if you can believe that. It was on a live stream. It was on a podcast called All In, and there were several people around there, and he basically said, hey, at this point, Twitter has a very far-left bias, and Musk classifies himself as a moderate, you know, somebody maybe like a Bill O'Reilly. I think, leans a little to the right, or Joe Manchin, who leans just a little bit to the left. So in that mold, he says he's neither Republican nor a Democrat, and he believes that there is such a bias on Twitter that he would love to see the town square welcome all differences and all thoughts that people can put out there, and they should not be fearful of being banned or shadow banned when they go on the internet. So he says, and he makes it perfectly clear, this is not some right-wing takeover. He's a moderate, and he just wants people of all political beliefs to be welcome on the town square.
I think that's incredible. But can I tell you, that is the fastest-growing group of voters are independents.
Yes.
They're not Republicans. They're not Democrats. They are gosh darn independent. GDIs, they used to call them. Back in college.
I think people have had enough with the Susan Collins and the Mitt Romney types. And it's time to move away from that Republican Party, the Liz Cheney's of the world. And a lot of people are turned off by these individuals. So, yeah, they may classify themselves as independent, but they still, you're down to two choices at the end of the day. And which way are you going to lean? And I agree with you. I think more people, just like Elon Musk, are going to be leaning to the right this time instead of to the left. Can the Republicans take this to 24? That's the big question.
That's the big question. It really is. More with gentleman Jim Dallas coming up in just a few minutes. This hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense. I love these people. 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. And Get some hope back in your life. Stay where you are. More to do. Coming up, Ned Jones, Deputy Director of Election Integrity Network. Yeah, that's what we're looking for in our state, election integrity. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
As we check out our traffic cams, no major issues on area freeways, at least at the moment, except for all the construction going on. Do expect those delays to continue through December as you work your way through the construction zone on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. And remember, tonight, some overnight road work on Interstate 15 northbound to Tropical Parkway. Now, that ramp closes nightly at 7 p.m., and that's going to be taking place through the 19th. And Interstate 15 northbound lanes at Tropical Parkway will also be reduced at that time, again, beginning after 7 p.m.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Vegas Golden Knights are looking for the third coach in team history after making the decision to fire head coach Pete DeBoer. General Manager Kelly McCrimmon saying in a news conference that the decision was not based off what happened this past season, but instead the expectations that they have for next year. The Raiders announcing a number of roster moves. They have added tight end Travis Kuntz, cornerback Stanford Samuels, and also offensive tackle Tyrone Wheatley Jr. The Wheatley signing had been previously reported. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At CDW, we get new work environments can bring new distractions.
My kitchen is my new office. It's also home to our new family smoothie machine.
While CDW experts can pre-configure Dell Latitude 9000 series laptops with built-in AI that learns how users work to minimize disruptions and help you and your organization stay productive. Ooh, even when life gets messy.
I'll get the hose.
For technology that helps you adapt, trust Dell Technologies and IT Orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Learn more at cdw.com/dellclient.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Tuesday. May 17th. Coming up on the show, Randy Sutton will join us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Randy Sutton is a great guy, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. Who do I see on Fox News the other night but my buddy Randy Sutton? It's great to have him on, and we're going to talk about National Police Week and all of the stuff that's been going on at the White House and around the country, honoring the folks in blue. And we'll also talk about Wounded Blue, which is the really a wonderful, wonderful organization. Randy Sutton will tell us more about it. I want to tell you, though, about a big event coming this weekend to the Link Hotel here in Las Vegas. And it is the Election Integrity Network sponsoring Nevada Statewide Election Integrity Summit. Here to explain more about it is Ned Jones, Deputy Director of Election Integrity Network. And Ned, first of all, before we get to the event, what is Election Integrity Network? Where are you located and what do you do?
Well, hi, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me on this afternoon. As you said, I'm the Deputy Director of the Election Integrity Network, and we're part of an organization called the Conservative Partnership Institute. And that's an organization in Washington, D.C. that was started by former Senator Jim DeMint to help train Capitol Hill people, help train new Congress people. It's really a training institution for conservatives. And Mark Meadows joined us this past year. And I work with Cleta Mitchell, who is an expert on election law and was President Trump's attorney in Georgia right after the 2020 election. And so what we're doing is we're going around the country to 9 states, putting on election integrity summits where we're helping grassroots organizations and individuals get involved in what we call taking back our election. And I can explain that. So unfortunately, I have news for you. The event in Las Vegas this weekend had to be postponed because we just weren't drawing attendance. We think what happened was there's a huge event Saturday morning called the Lincoln Day Brunch.
Yes.
And then in the afternoon, there's a huge event with General Flynn and other notables. So it created a big conflict. So what we're doing is we're looking for a new date. We're definitely going to have it. And we'll, of course, let everybody know when that happens. We're going to restart our link for sign up. And we definitely will be coming back. Nevada is one of our key states in the 9 that we're going to.
Hey, Ned, just a quick question. How does a state make the cut, so to speak, and become one of the 9 states getting your help?
Well, they're pretty much the swing states. I mean, we've been to Georgia, Arizona, Florida, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Michigan so far. And then we have Nevada, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. Those are our 9 target states this year. And what we're trying to do is build an infrastructure in those states for election integrity using local task forces. We think all the good work happens locally, and so each county forms its own local task force, and then we have a structure, an infrastructure for a statewide coalition. It's the model we used in Virginia last year. I'm from Richmond, Virginia, and was deeply involved in our election, our very successful election last year. And what we did is we just got totally involved in the process. You know, we've always been involved with the campaigns. We knock on doors, we make calls, we donate, but we've left the running of our elections up to others, notably left-wing nonprofits who have infiltrated the election system. And so what we think is really important is for your listeners, active citizens, to get involved in fixing our election process. Poll watchers, poll workers, and then these local task forces, which get involved in monitoring election activities, not just during the election, but year-round.
Let me ask you about two areas that were impacted by our state legislature as they memorialized what was originally an emergency thing due to the pandemic, and that is the ballot harvesting and the at-home voting. I think both were rife with all kinds of cheating, if you want to call it that. Can you talk about how you deal with stuff like that? When it's a part of it's statutory law here.
Well, you know, it starts with the vote at home or mail-in voting, whatever you want to call it, vote by mail. We call it absentee voting. It's just the pathway to cheating, and we now call it unsupervised voting. You know, we keep our eye on the precinct On Election Day, we're great. In Virginia, we have 45 days of early voting, and that's not just in the mail. That's walk in and vote. So we had to have poll watchers for 45 days. But the vote at home, there's a huge push for that, and it's the vulnerabilities are unbelievable. And the other one was the what was your statutory? The other statutory?
Oh no, no, the stay-at-home voting and the ballot harvesting.
They allow harvesting there because
No, this is the amazing thing, Ned. And again, Ned Jones joining us, Deputy Director of Election Integrity Network. The amazing thing is this was a felony. It was a felony before, and now the legislature made it law.
Right. Well, here's what they do. They take advantage of we do a whole panel on vulnerable voters where these ballot harvesters go into nursing homes, group homes, people that shouldn't even be voting, and they harvest these ballots. There's a whole panel on the Postal Service, which is very suspect now. We've had a lot of anecdotal evidence, but we know that a lot of ballots don't get delivered to the voter that they're intended to go to. They've changed the barcode on election mail now so that anyone with a scanner knows that there's a ballot in the envelope. So it's either a blank on the way to the voter or a completed one back to the election office. And so we know there are problems with the Postal Service. And what we say to our task force is, go to the post office, meet the people, examine how they handle election mail. It's real important that these people know that we're watching. And this is what we have to do with our election officials as well. We have to let them know that we're watching everything that they're doing. That's what we did in Virginia, and it really worked.
Talk about cleaning up. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that all of these resources are on our website. It's called whoscounting.us, just whoscounting.us, and we have all of our resources there, including the Citizen's Guide that was written by Cleta Mitchell. And I'm sorry, Kevin, you had a question for me.
No, I was going to ask you about cleaning up our rolls. This is something that has been very controversial here in our state. They don't want the rolls purged in any way. The Democrats don't. And the Secretary of State takes cues from the legislature. Can you talk about why it's important that we purge our rolls, our voter rolls, leading up to a midterm election?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the most important things. And your state is not alone. This is happening all around the country where the local people will not clean the voter rolls. We present them with the information, duplicates at the same address, people with multiple registration, voters that have died, and they just won't do it. Now, think about it. Every mailed out ballot that's going to an address where there is not a voter located, where the voter has moved, died, gotten married, or whatever the reason is, what happens to that ballot? Well, it's supposed to come back. It's supposed to be returned. But we know that in many states, those ballots never came back. There were 15 million, if you can imagine, ballots in 2020 that were never returned to the election office, and I'll add to that, by the voter. Now, those ballots may have been returned, but they were someone else did it. The voter rolls have to be cleaned up, and the only way to do that really is to elect and get people in power that want to do it, because they have the information and they should. Is Nevada and Eric, you know, that multi-state, do you know offhand?
I do
is
not.
That's supposed to do it, but that doesn't work. That's just another, one of these left-wing operations that it doesn't help with the voter rolls. No, the voter rolls are a disaster, and not just in Nevada. That's a national problem that we've run into everywhere we go. And the information's available, but the local officials just won't do it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why the race for Secretary of State is going to be really important. We have constitutional offices that are up for election here in the midterm. So there's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot going on. I know you folks at Election Integrity Network are going to be very, very vocal. You're going to be very visible in our state. I think it's absolutely great what you guys are doing. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to know more about what you're doing, how do they do it?
Well, the website, again, is whoscounting.us. We have all of our resources there. The Citizen's Guide to Build the Infrastructure is there. You can email me if you have a specific question. It's a real simple njones@cpi.org, and you can ask me any question that you might have. And like I say, we're going to reschedule our summit in Las Vegas, and we'll certainly get back to everybody with the new dates and how they can sign up to become part of this network part of this infrastructure. We have to take our elections back. And, you know, it's supposed to be a 50-50 deal where it's half one party and half the other that runs the elections. And unfortunately, the Dems have been running our election for many years now.
Isn't that the truth?
We're awake and aware. We're awake and aware.
Ned, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And as soon as you know about the new dates for the statewide election integrity summit, let us know and we'll pass it along.
I sure will. And thank you so much, Kevin. I really appreciate the time today.
Thank you, Ned. Ned Jones, Deputy Director, the Election Integrity Network, Conservative Partnership Institute. Good people, and they're doing a really great service. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NML. S64367.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning at 11, I was there Sunday morning. Had breakfast. It was phenomenal. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. To your phone calls we go. Let's open up with Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. Hey, did you see the movie 2,000 Mules yet?
I have not. In fact, I think I'm going this weekend.
Well, you can watch it right on.
I know. But I'd like the theater experience.
Well, you're going to get a heck of an experience when you see this because... Well, I heard Bill O'Reilly, you know, he's talking about his book lately on a couple of different stations I call North Dakota stations, and he was on right before, but I was trying to ask him. He said when he watched the movie, there was really no smoking gun there, and you couldn't bring it to the Supreme Court, and I normally love everything that man says, but he could not be more wrong. There is, when you see this movie, and it shows you exactly where the points are, and these phones that they did the geo-surveillance with make a ping every 3 to 5 seconds. They're just like the equivalent of an ankle monitor. They can tell you where you're at within 2 feet. So you got all the evidence right there. It's all time-stamped. When they go to the mailboxes and they drop everything in, they take a picture, they remove their latex gloves. And the funny thing now, the next movie that's coming out, I think it's going to be called 2000 Dash Pads because... And the funny thing is, were these ballot mules, these people that are going around to the drop boxes and back to these, they're nonprofit organizations. It's kind of funny. All these buildings that they go back and forth, back and forth. And the one that was revealed last week in Georgia was Stacey Abrams' headquarters.
Oh, my God. That's
so
amazing.
We got all the video in the world on that. And just, you're going to see what's coming out because... They always say, where's the evidence? You just watched it. You got everything you need. The camera, you got the video, you got the recordings right from the mailboxes. You got Stacey Abrams' headquarters, and you got the pings from the phone. You're busted.
I can't wait to see the movie. Hey, thanks, Brady. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Coming up, Randy Sutton, retired Metro Police Lieutenant, the founder of the Wounded Blue, and we'll talk about a week that honors police. Yeah, first responders. I love it. I love it. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth and repeal Sisolak mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this. Then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true.